This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve our relationships with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Ba'ith, which means the resurrector, the one who brings the dead back to life again. And the topic that we're going to address today in terms of understanding this name in the concept of our family life is the topic of loss. How do we deal with grief and loss in our relationships when we have lost a loved one? Now, many times as we grow in our relationships, as we journey together, you know, husband and wife in the marriage relationship, we come upon a time in our lives when we may lose those who are most beloved to us. And those may be our parents, they may be among our siblings, they may be close friends, relatives, family, aunts, uncles. How do we deal with that loss? How do we find a way back into the routine of life, into the happiness, the contentedness of life when we've lost someone that is so important to us? Now, many times when we're struggling with the loss, particularly the loss of a parent, when we reach that older age, we can lash out because of that loss. And our lashing out may be coming from a place of hurt, a place of sadness, but it may be translated into an emotion of anger or an emotion of frustration. And as we journey through the stages of grief, we may come upon a time of denial, a time of finger pointing, a time of blame. When we experience a difficult loss, like the loss of a parent, this is the time where, as husband and wife, we need to be understanding, to be supportive, to recognize that that loss is incredibly difficult, and that no matter what sadness we express, no matter how we go through those stages of grief, the reality is that Allah alone is Al-Ba'ith, Allah alone is the resurrector, and no matter what we do, we won't be able to bring that person back into our lives. So how do we best honor the memory of that person? It's definitely not by lashing out against our spouse. It's definitely not by letting our grief turn into anger and turn into something that becomes a block within our relationship. Supporting one another through that most difficult loss means being there, understanding, discussing, engaging in conversation and recognition of the difficulty, and also stepping away sometimes, allowing our partner to grieve in a way that is healthy, and allowing our partner to understand that we are there when and if they need us. Now, when we move through those elements of loss or those situations of loss that may occur within a marital relationship, it may not just be that we experience the loss of our parents. In many marriages as well, we may experience something that is, you know, equally, if not more so, difficult, which is the loss of a child. Whether the loss of the child is an experience that we go through miscarriage or through experiencing a stillbirth or any other type of difficulty in infancy, or a loss of a child at a later age, a loss of a child due to an accident, due to drugs and alcohol, due to a situation that is beyond our control, due to disease. This loss can also be among the greatest loss for anyone to face and among the greatest trials that one can face. But we are reminded that even the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced the loss of loved ones in his life. And in those periods of time, his grief was expressed, but it was never held in a way that would cause harm to others, or that was expressed in a way that was anything other than filled with gratefulness and recognition of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that even when the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced the year of sorrow after the death of his beloved Khadija radiallahu anha and his beloved uncle, he still maintained that strength of faith, and he kept those connections with his companions, with those who were closest with him. He didn't push people away. And when the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced the loss of his infant son, we know from authentic narrations that he experienced sadness, and yet he said that the eyes may tear up, but that the heart remains anchored and steadfast in that gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ba'ith, allows us to experience that sense of contentedness, that sense of gratefulness, and that ease and comfort even within our most difficult loss. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.